Okay, tonight we're going to be discussing shailas that is really, in my opinion, every rabbi, or at least the young rabbonim, possible nightmare. My biggest fear as a, consider myself a young rav, is, you know, the Shabbos morning situation, when you have a packed shul, and, you know, and everyone's looking, and all of a sudden the Valkyrie stops in the middle of the laning, and all the commotion begins. And, you know, they call the rabbi up to the Sefer Torah, and he's supposed to make some major decision about what we do with the Sefer Torah. That still is probably one of my biggest fears in the rabbinate, because they don't exactly necessarily teach you all the ins and outs of this. Again, some of it has to do with Safras, but a lot of it has nothing to do with Safras. But, so we're going to discuss today what happens when you are find yourself in a situation where there might be a psul in the Sefer Torah, or actually tonight we'll talk about when there's vaday a psul in the Sefer Torah. It's a no-brainer. There's definitely something wrong with the Sefer Torah, but what do you do now? So it's, again, a very complicated shayla. The reason why I was motivated to the shayla was because on Tisha B'Av, on Shabbos Chazoin, by Mincha, an issue came up with the Sefer Torah in my shul. And I was called to figure out what to do with it. Again, at the end of the story, after we brought a cipher in, it wasn't an issue. But we thought the issue was that two words looked like they were too close to each other. Now, I believe that the next week we'll talk more details about what actually does pass the Sefer Torah. But at the end of the day, after the cipher came and he looked at it, he said it wasn't even a psol, it's kosher, lechatchila. He didn't even bother fixing it up. But in any case, what do you do in a situation where you're called up and you notice that there's a mistake? Now, the other reason why I was motivated to this topic was because now, again, it's a little less prevalent because most of us are returning to our shuls, but for a while, many of us were davening in these outdoor minyanim, and there was very little rabbinic leadership in these minyanim. Many of these minyanim were basically, you know, pick-up minyanim for people who live in the neighborhood, and very little to no rabbinic guidance. So what do you do if you're in one of these, you know, you're in a bungalow colony, or you're in a, you know, a summer vacation, and one of these shailas do come up? So again, what should you do as a bystander? What is one should do? And again, I think it's important for every, we have some Balei Kriya listening in tonight. So for those Balei Kriya, it's also important to know perhaps what to do in such a situation. So before we get to that shayla, we're going to deal with a much easier shayla, which actually happened in my shul on Tisha B'Av. And the shayla happens in many shuls, I think. And I think not everyone exactly has clear-cut what the halach is. And the following scenario happened in my shul Tisha B'Av by Mincha. What happened was the person who did psicha took out the Sefer Torah, and he forgot and he thought that the laning by Mincha was Kisoy Libanu B'nei Banim, which is found in Sefer Dvarim. But instead, the proper laning for Shabbos Mincha is like any other time at Tzibur. We lane from Vayichal Moshe, which is in Kisisa. So he was holding on to the Sefer Torah, which is rolled till the, you know, middle of Devarim. And now he's holding that Sefer Torah, and he realized that he has the wrong Sefer Torah. So the question is, do you bring back, you put back the Sefer Torah of Devarim and take out the one for Shemois, or do you bring that Sefer Torah to the Bima, and you have to be Goydel? This is the question that came into my shul on Tisha B'Av. Now, just to backdrop, this was after we spent, Baruch Hashem, over 4 hours discussing the kinnis. This was the first time some people had a chance to, you know, just stretch their legs and just to regroup, was mamash at the beginning of Mincha. And we'll see why I think that might have a halachic impact of the backdrop. So the question is, what do you do? Now, when most people hear this shayla, and I urge you to test this out with your friends and neighbors, most people hear the shayla, they say right away, it's pashit. You're not allowed to put a Sefer Torah back. You have to take the Sefer Torah out and roll it. And they'll tell you, it says that in Shulchan Aruch, it says that in the Rishonim, and they'll tell you it says it somewhere. To the best of my knowledge, it doesn't say that anywhere explicitly in Shulchan Aruch, because if it would be said in Shulchan Aruch, it wouldn't be a Shailo. It says in the Shulchan Aruch. As we'll see tonight, it's not said explicitly, and therefore it does present a little bit of a Shailo. So the best that I was able to find in my research is that this Shailo was addressed in Rabbi Yaakov Emden Siddur, the Siddur based Yaakov from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. We know Rabbi Yaakov Emden lived in the mid-1700s, he actually died 1776. That's an important year in American history. It's easy to remember it. Yaakov Emden died in 1776. So this Shaila was at least around in the 18th century. And he writes like this. Yaakov Emden, this is in his Siddur. This is in the back of his Siddur when he talks about Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. Many people actually daven out of the Siddur Beis Yaakov from Yaakov Emden. It has a very nice commentary, some halachas, very, very popular Siddur for many people. You might even have it at home. So he writes like this. Zakti Yaakov Emden, Vimhoitzi Sefer Torah. If you took out a Sefer Torah, Ubi Yoise Biyad Hamaso, and it's in the hand of the carrier, Lohi Leches Leteva, to bring it to the Bima. Again, it's Meduyuk that this is not talking about when it's still in your own Kodesh. It's already in your hand. You're holding it already. Then Niska, you remember, she'ena mukhan the kriya. You realize I have the roll. It's not ready. It needs to be rolled. V'yeish barin ha-kodesh sefer Torah mukhan. But I happen to have another sefer Torah in the Aron that happens to be ready. So what if mamash my shayla? Rabbi Yaakov Emden has the exact same shayla. What does he write? He says, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, yachzirum lehechel v'yikchu ha-mukhan. Return the sefer Torah to the Aron and take the other one. Beforish. Then he writes, v'yeish ha-imrim she'yigla l'makam ha-kriya. Then he quotes v'yeish ha-imrim. There's another opinion. There's another opinion that says, no, you should roll it, take the one that you already have in hand, and roll it at the beam. So now, if I would have to, you know, follow the rules that we follow for Shulchan Aruch, right, the rules of Shulchan Aruch is that when you have a stam, then you have a yeshayim, and the halacha is like the stam. I don't know if we have that rule for Rabbi Yaakov Emden Siddur, but just the impression you get when you read the shtickle for Rabbi Yaakov Emden is that the pashtus is the first way. The first way is that what? That you don't put, that you put the Sefer Torah back. You can't put it back a Sefer Torah. You could. Dr. Yaakov Emden, you put the Sefer Torah back. But then he quotes the Yesh HaYimim. So Yaakov Emden is not Machriya, he doesn't paskin. He brings down two shitas. Okay, so if you look in the Kaf HaChaim, source number two, the Kaf HaChaim also brings down the Shaila. He took it as Sefer Torah, which is not open to the right reading. While you're still holding outside the Aron, you remember. Don't bring it back. Don't do that. Instead, the Nachal Nikra is Bar Mishum Pagam HaSefer Torah. It's more correct is because we don't want people saying, why did you put back the first Sefer Torah? Oh, there must be something wrong with it. It's Pogum. It's tainted. It's affected. We don't want people, Chas V'Shom, to think there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah. So therefore, says the Kaf HaChaim, you shouldn't put it back. Instead, the Nachal Nikra is Bar Mishum Pagam HaSefer Torah. V'yigal Luzeh Shebuchutz V'yichiyen Olikra is Bar. Instead, take the one out, bring it to the Bima. You'll roll it from, my case, from Dvarim to Shemais, and you'll lay. Then he writes, this is from Harav Shemesh Tzedakah, but he says, however, Harav Zere Yaakov Daita Noita Deinka Pagam. No, there's no problem with Pagam. V'lo Yigal Lubitziv, and don't roll it. Now, what's the tzad not to roll it? Tircha de Tzibur. One of the reasons is that we don't want to roll the Sefer Torah is because people's time is precious. Tircha de Tzibur, we don't want to waste time. It's not fair to make everyone sit around and wait while you're rolling the Sefer Torah. So here's the two sides of the coin. On one hand, you have a svar of Pagam Sefer Torah. We don't want anyone, Chas V'Shalom, thinking something wrong with the Sefer Torah. The other hand, we don't want people to wait. So it's mamash a balancing act. Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Kaf HaChaim are both presenting us with the two sides. Well, these are the two tzadim. Do we say Pagam Sefer Torah? Or do we say Tircha de Tzibur? Now, you could start telling me Cheshbon that today there's no Pagam Sefer Torah. You make an announcement. Rabbi said, we're putting the Sefer Torah back because it's not in the right place. Maybe you can make such a Cheshbon like that. But I didn't see anyone that makes such an argument. But then he concludes, he quotes over here in the Machzik Brach, which was the Chidah, and the Sefer L'Dovet Emes, that says, V'lo Yachri, he's not Machriya. Avlamate Yehuda, B'Sef Simer Eish Pei Beis, Kosev Kisvar Sashem Sadaka, D'Yigal Luzeh She'atzil L'chutz V'yikrupa. This is not the Orach HaShulchan of Michal Epstein. This is a Svardi HaErach HaShulchan. Okay, so also he brings a bunch of sheetahs, two sheetahs about it. No one seems to be taking a clear-cut stand. Obviously, he quotes from those that did take a stand, but it's still a question. It's not etched in stone that which way is correct. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, one of the great Gedolim of Yerushalayim, one of the great Poskim, one of the great leaders, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, so he was asked his shayla number three. In his shayla teshuva sefer, Shlomo Schaim, I'm not sure exactly what the name of the sefer is, but he read this. Nisarati b'uvda asher tziv sefer Torah dekriya. I was asked about a shayla where they took the sefer Torah out to read. Ukishenosnul yarachazin hirgish b'shemusha shetzvicha haber legul. When he realized it, he felt it, he realized it needs a lot of rolling. Achigil said him to get it up to the date. Ishaper domi lahamel chazara as a sefer bar and a kodesh v'kach sefer. Is it right to put the sefer Torah back? So yeah, tircha de tzibur l'hamdim, because it would be a big tircha de tzibur. I always find it ironic that if you look in the Gemaras, the Rishayin, and the Paiskim, they were so concerned about tircha de tzibur, and we today waste endless amounts of time in shul with so many, you know, mishagasim and narishkeit. We should be more sensitive to tircha de tzibur. People's time is precious. You know, people have places to go, things to do, to waste time in shul, because some guy decided that he's a chazan, or some guy decided he wants to schlep this out, schlep that out. It's always bothered me. I never thought it was right. Tircha de Tzibur is a valid time. You see over here, when Mamish Dani, that the reason that we're going to put the Sefer Torah back is because we're worried about Tircha de Tzibur. It's not right to make people be goyel to Sefer Torah. So how's it paskin? Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld paskins nira pashut the yeshlochus bezel lepegamoy the chomer tuva. Said Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, you have to take into consideration pegam. You have to be concerned that people are going to think there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. Therefore, says back again, you can't put back a Sefer Torah. And this is what people have in their head. You can't put back a Sefer Torah because of Pagam. Again, I would argue, I don't know. What happened if no one saw? No one knows. No one's watching. No one's paying attention. You know, the Aaron's all the way up in the front. He's in the front. No one sees exactly what's going on. You know, just the conversation between a few people in the front. So maybe there was no pagam because no one sees it. Not clear to me. But at least he basically Chaim Zonfeld took a stand and he passed on the halacha lemaisa that pagam sevater beats out any other svara. And therefore, passing the basis of Chaim Zonenfeld, you're not allowed to return the Sevetari. You have to take the Sevetari out and be good. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a truth about this. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in number 5, has a truth in Ingris Moshe, or Chaim Chelik Besim Lamed Zayin, where Imamish discusses this Shaila. And the reason why I say it's not the first in Shulchan Aruch, because Rav Moshe never says anywhere in the Tshuva that it's Meforish Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And believe you me, if it was Meforish Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Moshe Feinstein would have known and would have quoted it. So it gives me comfort to know that it's not a Meforish Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, because Rav Moshe nowhere in the Tshuva, up or down, does he ever mention, oh yeah, by the way, take a look in Siman Kuf this, that, it says Meforish. So obviously it's not Meforish anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. But Rav Moshe goes through the Shayel, and he starts off with a very interesting angle. The Shayel, the person who asked the Shayel to Rav Moshe, attacked the Shayla from a different angle. Till now, we were discussing the Tutzdaten as either being Tircha de Tzibura versus Pigam Sefer Torah. Those are our, you know, our Tutzdaten. Those are our two possibilities of what, you know, what outweighs what. But if you look in the Tshuva, the Shayel to Rav Moshe starts off like this. Someone took out a Sefer Torah to a place where it's not, it's rolled to the wrong place. It would be a big Tircha to roll it to the place it's supposed to be. So Tziva Hashamish Yavzu Sefer Torah Zula Ar HaKadosh. So the Shamish, the Gabbai, told the Baal Tefillah, you know, put the Sefer Torah back, we'll take out another one. The Yikach has the Sefer Torah Shehichim Be'er Shabbos Kodesh. So take out the one that we prepped, right? Every good Gabbai knows you got to prep the Sefer Torah to be at the right place at the right time. So here they got it wrong. So the Shamish, the Gabbai, said to the Shliach Tziva, put the Sefer Torah back, take out the other one that's properly rolled. The Ibru Razin, this person who said the Shatter of Moshe, put up a stink. He said, no, it's not right. You're not allowed to put a Sefer Torah back. And the Shoyal to Rav Moshe tainted that he thought it should be Mutter. Why did he think it's Mutter to put the Sefer Torah back? So he didn't come the angle that we were coming with because of Tircha de Tzibura. He comes up with a different angle, very interesting angle. He tainted like this. He says that since you didn't yet start doing the laning, the kivan da adayin lehischilu ba mitzvah shehakriya, since you didn't yet start the mitzvah is the laning, you didn't start laning yet, you're just holding it in your hand, yicholim laniach zuv likach achers, you could put this one down and take another one. Now it sounds like the shoyel assumed that the issue over here would not be tircha de tzibura versus pegam sefer Torah, but it'd be another issue. It'd be emavir nala mitzvahs. You're not allowed to pass up a mitzvah. If a mitzvah comes your way, you have to do it. So how can I take this Sefer Torah that's in my hands and put it aside for another mitzvah? It would be a problem of Eimar Avir Nala Mitzvahs. So the Shoyel said like this. He says he has arrived from a Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. Now keep in mind that Chacham Tzvi was the father of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And that's going to be very important as Ramosh himself will make this observation. So Zogte Chacham Tzvi, he talks about the following Shoyel. The Chacham Tzvi writes, Behechen Neiris Shav Al-Hadig Neiris Chanukah. Let's say you set up in your house menorah with candles made out of, with candles, right? You weren't wealthy enough to have oil. So you made use neirish or shava wax candles, which are yoitza. You set up the menorah, and then what happened is when it's damol shem and zayis, and then all of a sudden, right before you lit the menorah, some guy comes in and he gives you a gift of shem and zayis. Again, I set up the neirish to be neirish or shava, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, I get shem and zayis, I get olive oil. So the Chacham Tzvi says, "Sheyesh lo laniach neiros hashavu lahadlik lemitzvah b'Hashem zayis." He says you have the right to push aside the wick, the candles, and use the oil. I am avin ala mitzvah. The answer: I didn't start the mitzvah yet. So zog the shoyel to Rav Moshe. What do you see from here? That as long as you didn't yet start the mitzvah, you can swap things out. So therefore, v'kasev kinach. So here also, I didn't yet start laning. So therefore, I can swap the more properly rolled sefer Torah for the other sefer Torah. So again, let's just remind ourselves of this comparison. The comparison that the Shoyal was making to Rav Moshe is the same way the Chacham Tzvi says. If I set up candles for the menorah and I didn't yet light them, I'm allowed to use new ones, the better ones that come. So here also, I set up Sefer Torah A and it's in my hand, but I want to use Sefer Torah B. So I'm allowed to swap Sefer Torah B for Sefer Torah number A. That was the Shoyal's argument. And Rav Moshe rejects this argument. And Rav Moshe writes back like this, there's absolutely no comparison one to the other. Says Rav Moshe, "V'hinel niz daiti lav dafka l'sham." It's like daima l'sham. It's not comparable. Why? Afim neimak as far as the b'sefer Torah heim kibishmanim l'nachan. Even if you want to make your analogy, let's say intem tzloima, your analogy is right. The two sefer Torah are comparable to the case of olive oil and wax candles. The gam hasim rak b'shum the shemazayis mitzvah min amufcha matar chacham tzvi. He says, but you didn't understand the chacham tzvi. The chacham tzvi was not matar it. The chacham tzvi didn't allow you to use the oil because you didn't yet light the menorah. He allowed you to use the oil because there's at least a hidden mitzvah in oil. Meaning you have two mitzvahs. Mitzvah number two has a hidden, so you're allowed to swap mitzvah number two for mitzvah number one. But if the number two is not any better than number one, let's say you set your menorah to use one type of shemen zayis, and then some guy brings you another type of shemen zayis. Then the chacham tzvi would not allow you to swap two for the first one. Why? Because there's already muchal the mitzvah. So therefore, v'hachah is up to Moshe ain't shum ma'ila la mitzvah v'kriya sefer Torah acher. Over here, sefer Torah two is not any better than sefer Torah one. It's practically more geschmack for you because it's rolled to the right place. But in the chefts of the Sefer Torah, it's not a better Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah 2 is not any better than Sefer Torah number 1. It's not written with more hidurim. It happens to be, it's in the right place that you need. Sefer says, in Moshe, in such a case, the Chacham Tzvi also holds, you're not allowed to swap one for the other. Sefer says, in Moshe, even though for you, Sefer Torah number 2 is more desirable, it doesn't make Sefer Torah 2 more chashiv. It's a totally separate issue. So that you might maybe you're talking being mevaza, the first one. Then the Moshe says, at the end he says, okay. Then the Moshe writes at the end of the tshuva, he writes this. First of all, you should know that our shayla with the Sefer Torah has nothing to do with the machlokes between the Shvaz Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi about the Menorahs Chanukah. The Raya says, "Rameish, I'll prove it to you." We mentioned earlier that the first person to address the shayla was Reb Yaakov Emden. He brought down two tzadim. Why didn't he bring his father, the Chacham Tzvi's psak about Menorah? Bring it over here. Elamai says, "Rameish." Alma the Gamma Chacham Tzvi Yochel Dimkor Yochel Lisvaki Beis Hashita. Zokti Moshe, an interesting raya. Zokti Moshe, from the fact that the Chacham Tzvi, that Reb Yaakov Emden never quotes his father, is the right that his father's shayla has nothing to do with this shayla. The two independent shaylas. What the Chacham Tzvi held by Menorah is irrelevant to what he held over here. Uluchein Ladina, Zokti Moshe, Allah Chalamaisa. Kivin Shikha Beis Shita, since there are two shitas, Vyesh Tam Nochem Cholechel, Nash Shitas, each shita has a good argument. Paskins Reb Moshe. The Ovid Kimar Ovid, or the Ovid Kimar Ovid. Ramosha says either one is okay. Ramosha in the Tshuva. Ramosha passes in the Tshuva Mefurish that either way you go, you're okay. But he writes, V'makohol einon makbidim al kvoidom. But if you know your congregation and you know they're not makbid on their covered v'tichosim, you know that no one in that community is in a rush. No one has a job and no one has business. Everyone is, their time is no problem for them. So there's Dr. Ramosha, Vade in Achziro, Kedisavi Yeshemin. So Dr. Ramosha, then it's probably more correct not to take out a new sefer and instead roll it. Why? Because the whole reason not to roll it is tichah d'tzibur. But if you know they don't care, then they don't care. V'roif kehilas eina makpidus v'zanim kozeinu. Zokti Moshe, today most communities don't care. Zokti Moshe, Yeshua will not mind if you have to wait another 2 minutes to be girl of sefer Torah. Now I would argue my case maybe not. My case was mincha tishabav, and you have to remember people were in shul since 8:30. It was now almost 2 o'clock. Maybe people now do mind. Keeping the people another 2-3 minutes, maybe is a tircha. So maybe on a regular day, people don't care as much, but maybe on a day like Tisha B'Av, where people are hungry, people are tired, they've been sitting in their masks for 4.5 hours, maybe they do want to go home. I don't know. I'm not sure what Ramesh would say. Maybe in such case, you don't have an umdana that people are nachas to roll it. Maybe they want to get home. Then he writes, V'im hoira echad la'achziro, if someone did paskin to bring it back, v'yeshlochus v'machloikus v'blazoyen, and now you think this can lead to arguments and embarrassment, who can might be makpidim? That's right, like people are makpid sherashoim lachziro. So again, Ramosha does not take a very clear stand. He says you can go either way. But he does point out that he thinks today most communities, the people are not so makpid, and therefore he thinks it's probably more correct. But again, Dr. Moshe, if it already happened, and people are already tumbling, and people are already fighting, and people are already hesitant, Dr. Moshe, then it would be okay to take it out. Yakut Yosef, he quotes from his father, Yabiyo Yimid Takapaskins that way. But it's interesting, if you look at number 4, the way he's masbert, Yakut Yosef goes like the angle of the shoyl in the Igros Moshe. He writes, "Umiata benidan didonim yechidim emiachzira sefer Torah l'orin l'cheri yeshlochush b'zel haidir neimarvin al mitzvahs." Again, we said that the problem of bringing the sefer Torah back would be pegam sefer Torah. Yakut Yosef is suggesting no, it would be a problem of emarvin al mitzvahs. to which we saw in Ramosha's truth is not true because he didn't start the mitzvah yet. He says, Shekimish is a Torah Zehigilio, the Torah is already in your hand. Tzarach Legalo Vilkurbo. Lechain Pasuk Ayavitz Besidurah. He doesn't say that before Rishon the Siddur. He writes, but the Prima Gadim says, Shemotalach Zio Sefer Torah, Shuli Niglav. Fine, but Magan Avram Shehid Bishem Mari. Let's say you plan on putting on your weekday talis, but lo and behold, your hand moved. Now you're holding your Shabbos talis. He says, but if I never had my mind on this in the first place, it doesn't present the problem of Eim Avin on mitzvahs. Now again, Ramosha didn't think that was the cheshbon over here. Ramosha thought that wasn't the issue. But he wants to tell you the issue over here would be Eim Avin on mitzvahs. And he taka paskin, the number six. If you took out the Sefer Torah and it's not up to the right place, it's ready outside, you may not put it back because of Pagam has Sefer Torah. So again, Rabbi Vayu Taka passes that way. He quotes many who passes that way. Chaim Zonnefeld passes that way. But to say it's an open, closed case, I can't say that with certainty because Ramosh himself was Machriya, Mar Kedavid. So again, Halacha Lamaisa, try to get the right Sefer Torah out. But again, if you took the wrong Sefer Torah out, again, let's for example, you think you have a very big crowd, and you think if you start rolling, you're going to lose the people. They're going to start schmoozing, and it's this and that. Maybe it would be more correct not to. Maybe it would be more correct to take the other Sefer Torah. Maybe you think you'll embarrass it'll be embarrassing to the guy who did Psicha. Maybe it'll be embarrassing to the Gabbai, whoever it will be embarrassing to. So maybe in that case, there's Malkum to be made. But again, this is probably the easiest Shaila we're going to deal with tonight, is the Shaila of the mistaken Sefer Torah. Okay, now we move on to the real bulk of the Sugya, about more complicated shailas. What happens if there's a psul in the Sefer Torah? Again, this is a manageable shaila. A psul in the Sefer Torah is much more problematic. So we'll start off like this. Number seven is the tour in Simen Reish Ayin Tes. That's Hilchos Sefer Torah. We're going to jump between Reish Ayin Tes and Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Kuf Mem Gimel is an Aruch Chaim. That's the Simen Shulchan Aruch that discusses the shaila. And then there's a little bit in, there's a very long Beis Yosef in tour in Reish Ayin Tes Yeredei, which we're going to get to tonight. So it starts off like this. The Torah tells us, Sefer Torah she'ena muga. If you have a Sefer Torah which is not proper, it's not doesn't have all the right hagos, means it's not properly written. Also, l'hashoyse yoyse m'shoyse m'im. You're not allowed to leave it around. There's an issur, the Gemara in Ksubas learns that a din, you're not allowed to have a sefer she'ena muga. A person is not permitted to keep a book around that has mistakes. A Sefer Torah that has mistakes, you're not allowed to keep around. El yitakin, either fix the mistakes, or yivnois, or put into geniza. You can't just keep it floating around. Now, zok the Torah. Vafilu karaba b'di'eved. Let's say you read on a Monday, Thursday, or you read on a Shabbos, and you finished the lading, and the Valkyrie opens up the Sefer Torah to check one more time. He says to myself, Oyvei, there's a missing letter, there's a missing word, there's a psul. Are you yoitze b'di'eved? So the Torah says, absolutely not. Kiven shu chaser or yaser afilu oisacha. Since it was missing, or had extra one letter, it's puzzle. The Sefer Torah is puzzle. The Kriyas Torah is puzzle. The Chayzel Reish, I say you have to reread it. So again, according to the Torah in Yeredei, if you find out later after the fact, again, we'll first talk about B'dievid, then we'll talk about B'emtza, but this is the simplest case. After the story, after you laid all seven aliyahs, after you laid three on Monday, Thursday, the Bakari closed. That was the Shiloh my shul. The Bakari only called me over after the Achra and Shlishi on Shabbos Mincha laid, and then he made his bracha after the Kriya. Then the Bakari said, oh, come, Rabbi, come take a look. That's after the fact. That's B'dievid. So Zok, the Torah doesn't matter. If the Sefer Torah was Taka Apostle, then it would be Apostle. You'd have to start everything over again. So the Beis Yosef writes over here, he says, why? Why was the laning no good? So he writes, Ken Kosev HaRosh B'tshuva. That's what the Rosh says. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, I'll say V'Torah Shenimtza Batos. If you have a Sefer Torah that's found to have a mistake, da, you should know. Kiven Shepostle Hu Lakriyasai, since it's possible to read from it, Shekaru Lav Tumi, you're not reading anything. You're reading from Apostle Sefer Torah. The bracha that you made over this Sefer Torah wasn't a valid bracha. And then when you get a new Sefer Torah, you have to make a new bracha. Yeah, it's nothing, it's worthless. All the Rishonim assume that a Sefer Torah with a psul is not a Sefer Torah. It's not a kosher Sefer Torah. What you did was worthless. You get no credit for anything. You got to do everything over again. So when you get a new Sefer Torah, you got to make a brach on the new Sefer Torah and start all over again. Because what you did was invalid because it was a psul Sefer Torah. Okay. Then you look at the Rambam and Hilchos Sefer Torah. The Rambam writes, Nimtzis Lomad, She'esrim Dvarim Hei. There are 20 things you need to know about a Sefer Torah. There are 20 things you need to know that can potentially invalidate a Sefer Torah. V'nasibu echad mehen, and if one of them happens to the Sefer Torah, harayu k'chumish min achumashim, it's like a chumish. Shem lamda mehem atinokas, as they teach the children. V'ein ba k'dusha Sefer Torah. First of all, it has no k'dusha Sefer Torah. V'ein k'irim ba b'rabim, and you can't read it in public. So what does the Rambam say? That if a Sefer Torah has a psol, it's possible for the Kriya. Talk to Rambam, what are some of the psolim? Shechasa afilu oisachas is missing even one letter. Or Shehoisa afilu oisachas, it has one extra letter. You have an extra yod, you're missing a yod, an extra vav, a missing a vav. Shenogu ois ba'ois, two letters are touching. Shenifsa datsuras oisachas, one of the letters are starting to fade, they're missing. Actually, tikra kolika, you can't really read it anymore. Oitidma oisacheris, or it starts to look like another letter. Bein be'ikra ksiva, bein be'neka, bein be'kerben, okay? Shehirchik, it's distance. There's too much or too little space between letters. Because teva until it looks like it's two words. Two letters. Again, too much space, too little space between letters or between words. All of these can potentially invalidate a Sefer Torah. Now, what's the pashtus of the Rambam? He writes, if it has any of these, ve'ein kairim ba berabim, you can't read it. Which means, if you were to read it, presumably, it would be a possible Sefer Torah. So if you look over here, this is the Rambam and Hilchah Sefer Torah. So if I had to ask you, what's the Rambam Shita about a Sefer Torah with a psal? The answer would be, the Rambam Shita would be a Sefer Torah with a psal. It's not a Sefer Torah. You can't read it. And Mistama, even B'dievet, if you read it, it wouldn't be kosher. The problem is, we have a Rambam in the Tshuva in Pe'er Hador. I apologize, the print that I have is not great, so on the photocopy, it's even less legible. But the Rambam writes a Tshuva in his Sefer called Pe'er Hador, where he was asked the following shayla. Yeirem Marenu, we asked the great rabbi to paskin. B'sefer Torah she'ena osay kahaloch. You have a Sefer Torah which was not written properly. Oy svarim shoklaf she'em vade psulim. No question, they're vade posel. In mutl vach, you make a brach on them. Now you get called up to the Sefer Torah. It's vade posel. No question. Now, if you remember, we talked about this when we had a series on Safras. We had a series on Stam. I believe it was actually last summer, maybe. We had a series, 3 or 4 weeks, where we talked about Stam, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. And we spoke about, can you use a Tefillin of someone else that you use a different Ksav? Let's say, for example, let's say you get called up for an Aliyah, and the Sefer Torah is Ksavari. And your old Ksavari is no good. So you're allowed to make a Bruch. Or let's say, for example, you forgot your Tefillin at home. You forgot your Tefillin, now you're in Shul. Or let's say, for example, more severe case, you're in the Bungalow Colony, and you forgot your Tefillin in the city. And the only tefillin in your Chassidish colony, and everyone else wears the k'savari in the tefillin. So the question is, are you allowed to use that tefillin? So we mentioned back then that there's a difference between tefillin and Sefer Torah. And one of the reasons is because of this Rambam in the Pe'er Hador. The Rambam paskin is a gevaldike chiddush. The Rambam says, mutl levarach behem. The Rambam says, you're allowed to make a bracha on apostle Sefer Torah. You're allowed to make a bracha. Why? Ve'ein ha-bracha la-kriya b'sefer k'mei ha-bracha al-netiyas l'olam. So, Dr. Rambam, because you have to understand a very fundamental yisoid, Dr. Rambam, that there's a difference between the bracha that we make on Kriyas HaTorah and the bracha that we make on another type of mitzvah. Says the Rambam, Mavad, if I have a pasal esrig, if I have a pasal lulav, I don't make a bracha on that. That would be a bracha batola. I can't make a bracha on something which is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. However, Zok the Rambam, at least in the tshuva, that's not the case over here. Why? He explains. He says, because it's not like that type of bracha. He says, Avol b'kriyas haTorah haMitzvah hi haKriya. The mitzvah over here is the reading. Bein shekara b'sefer kasher, bein shekara b'sefer pasul. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I read the divrei haTorah. V'afilu kula atzmoi shel kriya hi haMitzvah shaleo. V'lo elu mevarchim haloi tirishim kara koydim shispalo. Zok the Rambam, the difference over here is that the brach is not on the cheftzah shel Torah. The object called the Sefer Torah. Meaning, by a lulav, the bracha is related to the cheftzah. There's a cheftzah called a lulav, and when I shake this object, I get a mitzvah, and therefore this mitzvah has rules and regulations. Zok the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah to learn from to express divrei Torah. So if I expressed it from a pasul Torah, I still express the word of the Torah. Yes, I might be considered reading Torah Shebiksav by heart, which is a different problem. But Zok the Rambam, that does not invalidate the bracha. So the Rambam has a gevaldik chiddush. According to the Rambam, you're allowed to make a bracha on the kriya from a Sefer Torah pasuk. Now you can even argue, maybe according to Rambam, you even yotze Kriyas HaTorah. Why? Because the purpose is to learn from the Torah, and I learned from the Torah. I learned the Torah. I got the words of the Torah out. But this Rambam was a Gevaldik Chiddush. The Rambam says if you know that the Sefer Torah is pasuk, you can still make a bracha on it. Now the question is this Rambam a steer to what we saw in Yad HaChazaka? In Yad HaChazaka, it sounded like from the Rambam, it's no good. Sefer Torah with the psalm is pasuk. So if you look in the Beis Yosef addresses this question. He quotes from the Bedek HaBayis that says like this: that Av al Pishai Rambam beperek Yud Kasev she'esrim dvarim heim shekol echem mehem pasul sefer Torah vein koy be'rabim. Even though the Rambam said in Yad HaChazaka that any of the psalim you can't read them in public, yesh l'tchaz v'loimar delinyin kiyim mitzvas asei kama. The Rambam meant with regard to the mitzvas asei, the kiyim delakayim mitzvas asei in ro'u shikruba. He wants to tell you that maybe according to the Rambam you could still read it. I'm not sure how you read that, right? The Rambam says if it has a psul you can't read it, but Rabbim. So he says no, maybe that means with regard to the key mitzvah sasei. Some people say with regard to the key mitzvah sasei of writing a sefer Torah. Kivin delekai mitzvah sasei, since I didn't do the mitzvah a sefer Torah psul, I don't get credit for writing a sefer Torah, so then I shouldn't read it. But again, let's say I won't use the mitzvah to be mekayim of mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah. There's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, and there's a mitzvah kriyas haTorah. So maybe even the Rambam agrees that you can be mekayim the mitzvah kriyas haTorah, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. The Beis Yosef quotes over here from a Rashba, where the Rashba asks the Tema Rashba al Dor of Tshuva, that he thinks it's a steer between the Rashba, between the Rambam and the Tshuva, and the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka. And he writes, no. He wants to tell you like this. The Rashba says that the Rambam changed his mind. The Rambam wrote one way when he was younger. When he was young, young adult, he wrote, like in Rambam and Per Ador, that you yotze b'di'eved with a Sefer Torah pasul. And then he changed his mind. He got the Yad HaChazaka. He realized that's not the case. He says, Ulefiza kosha, masha kosav shekein nogu b'fnei goyini oilum. The problem is the Rambam writes in the tshuva that he saw great people that read from a Sefer Torah pasul. He says, I'm going to have a problem on our hands. If the Rambam said that he saw great people reading from a Sefer Torah pasul, so now you're going to tell me that all those guys got it wrong? How could that be? So he says the Rashba, V'hakol by kosav shem goyini nirnunya kedas oisei tshuva shalai Rambam. The Kolbe also quotes from goyinim that used to follow this Rambam. But the Beis Yosef says, but Nolamaisa, I found the Rosh, and the Chachmei Svarat all say not like that. They say that you can't read a Sefer Torah pasul. So we have in the back of our head this Rambam and the Tshuva, where the Rambam seems to accept a Sefer Torah pasul, while everyone else seems to think it's absolutely not acceptable to use a Sefer Torah pasul. The Kesef Mishnah, which was also the same person who wrote the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, in number 13, he also tries to address this apparent contradiction between the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka and the Rambam and the Tshuva, and he writes, the Efshel Loimer, the Hasam B'dolei Efshel Hu. He wants to tell you it depends what your other options are. Maybe if you have no other Sefer Torah at hand, so then you can use the one that's possible with the Evet. Umashikosef Kanche in Kerin Babetzibuhu B'dolei Efshel Hu. He wants to tell him, when the Rambam said in Yad HaChazaka, when you find the psalm in the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to use it, that's because you have another Sefer Torah in the Ark, so then use the other one. But if you taka, this is the only Sefer Torah that you have. Again, this could be Negea in the bungalow colonies. How many Sefer Torah do you have in some of these places, or let's say in camp, or you go on vacation, a bunch of families get together, they travel somewhere, and there's only one Sefer Torah. Maybe even out of town, you have one shul and one Sefer Torah, you don't have so much flexibility. Today, Baruch Hashem, every shul has 20 Sefer Torah. Okay, not always is that the option. So Zakh the Kesef Mishnah, that's the difference. He says, he wants to know that it depends what the situation is. He says, if he says, look at the Ram carefully, the Ram doesn't say, b'di'evad yinat yotze. He just writes, ela ain't karim ba. We don't do it. The mashma, the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, the mashma, the chatchilut ain't karim ba. He makes a very nice diyuk. Says the Kesef Mishnah, if you look at the Lashon of Rambam HaChazaka, he doesn't say that if the Imkaru ba pasul, he doesn't say that b'di'evad you use the pasul Sefer Torah, the Kriya is no good. He says we don't do it. That's the Chatchila of Ad. If you have 12 Sefer Torah in the Aron, don't read from the pasul and take out the new one. But avad is up to Rambam b'di'evet, or you didn't know, or you have no other option. Then even the Rambam would agree that b'di'evet you can use that, you can accept that kriya based on the tshuva of Rambam. Okay, so we have the Beis Yosef's mahal, we have the Ketzer Mishnah's way of perhaps again we're trying to understand how do we justify the seems to be a steam in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say in Yara Chazaka that say v'tayr psula is not acceptable for kriya. Then we have the Rambam in the tshuva that sounds like it is. So the Ketzer Mishnah's way of resolving it is one is if you have other options, one is when you don't have other options. Okay, so how do we talk a pasuk in Halacha L'maaseh? A guy learned all of the aliyos from a sefer Torah, and he found that when it's all over, it was a sefer Torah psula. Is he yoitz? Or let's change the shayla. Can you go and read lechatchila with the sefer Torah pasul? I'll smach the Rambam. So a Shulchan Aruch pasuk is number 14. Absolutely not. Talk to Mechaber. Afilu b'kfarim she'ein nimtzalem sefer Torah kasha. Let's say you live in a village where they don't have a sefer Torah kasha. A small little village, very poor, very few people. They can't afford a sefer Torah kasha. All they have is a sefer Torah pasul. So they're allowed to lane zok the mechaber no, ain mevorchin olav. They're not allowed to make a brach. Why not? So the answer is because we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass like all the other rishonim. You're not allowed to make a brach on a sefer Torah psul. Now the Mishnah Berurah does point down an interesting idea. We write over the yishuv she'enom lehem sefer Torah. If you taka live in a yishuv, you live in an offbeat community that has no kasha sefer Torah. So he writes nokin likris b'chumashim b'le brach. It's correct that you should read the sefer Torah with a chumash. Without a bracha. Why? Shalei tishkach teres kriya. So you shouldn't forget that there's such a concept called kriya satayra. V'lo yikr l'ha'ilim b'shem. Or you shouldn't call them up by the name because you don't want to give off the wrong impression. Now I heard people want to be madama this to what happened during Corona. I don't think it's true. I think this is talking about a case we have at Tzibur. When you have a bunch of people come together but you don't have a sefer Torah. If you're in your house, I don't think that this is the din that in your house you have to lane it. Even though Chaim Noya brings down that if you're home, and you didn't hear lane, you should try to lane it along also. But this din of the Mishnah Berurah, I don't believe is the same thing that when you're home and you're biyachidus that you have to lane over. This is talking about betzibur. There's a whole shul together, but there's no sefer Torah. Let's say, for example, you go up to the mountain and you all get together and there's no sefer Torah. So then you should follow this halacha. You should have someone read it for a chumash and with the oilam. But I don't think this is the same case of what happened during Corona when we were all home individually. Okay. Now we move on to another shita. Now the Beis Yosef quotes from his Rebbe. Who was the Beis Yosef's Rebbe? The Beis Yosef's Rebbe was the Yaakov Bei Rav, also known as the Meiri Bei Rav. The Meiri Bei Rav was very famous because he decided to reinstitute smicha. He wanted to bring back real smicha to the point where there'd be a real bezdin where you'd be able to give punishments. And the motivation for the smicha was because he wanted to be able to give slicha for all those Jews that were forced to convert in Spain. Over the 1200s, many, many Jews were forced to choose Yiddishkeit or Christianity, a very, very difficult Messiah. And he wanted to tell him, for all those Jews that were not Meskaber, if they get Malkus, Alpi Bezdin, that will be a kapara for them. So he had a very big impetus to try to bring back the Bezdin and bring back Smicha. I believe he did give Smicha to the Beis Yosef, who was his big Talmud. So this is the Meiri Bei Rav. Meiri Bei Rav was known as the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef quotes him as his Rebbe. He writes in number 16, Alvo Mayri Harav Agod Rebbe Yaakov Bei Rav, my Rebbe, the Mayri Bei Rav, Rebbe Yaakov Bei Rav, Hinnig, his custom was, Lohoitzi Sefer Torah Acheres. He held that if you're reading from a Apostle Sefer Torah, and in the middle you realize the Sefer Torah is Apostle, so what do? You take out a new one. Ulahaschel Mimachim Shinim Tzahatois, and you start from wherever the mistake was. Ulahashlim Zayin Al Oisim Shekaru Bimitoah. But you can count the previous aliyas. This is the Meiri Bei Rav's Chiddush. The Meiri Bei Rav wrote, if you're reading from a Sefer Torah and it's found to be Pasul, so you got to stop where you find the mistake, take out a new one, but all is not lost. You could count, b'di'eved, the laning that you did till now. V'imnimtza hatoz be'emtza kriyas ha-Torah. If you found the mistake in the middle, goyim kriyasa b'sefer akasha, you finish the laning with the kasha sefer Torah, u'mevarech la'achareha, and you make the bracha achreina on the new sefer Torah, ve'ein mevarech lefoneha. Zok to me, Birav, when you pull out the new sefer Torah, no bracha rishayin on the new sefer Torah. Ki bracha sheberech lefoneha b'sefer Torah apostle, because you made a bracha rishayin, the sefer Torah apostle. V'chein kriya shekaraba also lahem b'dihevet. Listen to this gevaldik chlish of Meiri Bei Rav. The Meiri Bei Rav says that avad, the moment you notice a mistake in the Sefer Torah, you need to bring out a new one. No question. But you may use the laning of the previous Sefer Torah, and you don't need to make a new bracha rishayin on the new Sefer Torah. So let's say, for example, you read five aliyahs, and at the close of the fifth aliyah, the Baal Keri notices that there was a missing yud somewhere. So you close the Sefer Torah, you take it out, you put it back into the Aron, you bring a new Sefer Torah out, and you just pick up from where you left off. Azay Paskin and I read Rav. The Nasa Talmud Davar, he gives a reason. Kivan Shai Rambam Kasev Tshuva LaHachshir. Since Lamais in the back of our head, we have the Tshuva Sei Rambam. Gevald Gechilish from the Tshuva Sei Rambam Bidiyev. You can accept the Sefer Torah that was possible for Kriya. Ein Loimer Shechazeba Bechibur. He does not agree that the Rambam was Chayzer, even though the Beis Yosef told us that the Rashba wants to taina that the Rambam changed his mind and he retracted it in Yad HaChazaka. Says Rabbi Meir Rav, no, he didn't. The Rambam sticks to his guns. The Rambam paskins that Kriya Sei Torah from the Sefer Torah Psula Bidiyev is kosher. So if it's not maybe Rav, we can use that. So when the Rambam said you can't use it, he meant you're not yet to mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah. Avli yinkriya betzibur ein tos ma'akibah. V'kim shakein, yesh lismuch olav b'diyavid. If I'll exact maybe Rav, very gishmak. We can be saimich on the Rambam b'diyavid. And therefore, since whatever was done, I only now move forward. That was the sheet of Meir Rav. Meir Rav held that avada I'm not allowed to ilchat chila, I'm not allowed to read from a sefer Torah possible. But if b'diyavid, I found that after the fact, whatever was done is acceptable. Why? Because of the Tshuva Sei Rambam. The Tshuva Sei Rambam might have been retracted. So maybe Rav wasn't retracted. Either you'll say the way he said it, there's a chilek between the mitzvah and the Kriya Sei Torah, or maybe the way the Ketzav Mishnah says it. One is b'diyavid, one is l'chat chila, b'diyavid shem b'diyavid shem b'diyavid. But l'maisa, the Rebbe from the Beis Yosef, the maybe Rav Paskins b'diyavid, also lo counts. So an interesting shayla. What happened? This is all fine and dandy if you're talking about Kriya Sei Torah on Monday, Thursday, Kriya Sei Torah on a Shabbos. What happens if the Kriya Sei Torah is a Kriya Sei Torah deraisa? Pasha Zachar. Let's say you learned Pasha Zachar and you found that lo and behold that the Sefer Torah was taka possible. Would you also be Saimich on the Rambam? So if you look at number 17, the Eish Avram from the Bechacha, he writes it this. Again, this is our old discussion. We spoke about this so many times. Whether or not Pasha's Para might also be Daraisa. He grabbed rights over here. If it happened, either Pasha's Zach or Pasha's Para. The Ta'os, the Kara, Miktas, a Pasha. If you found that there was a mistake, and you read part of it, the Yesh Lahoitik Sheva, the Kismar Rosh, you got to take out and start again. Kedasa Rashbi Yaradea. Because some people hold that this creates midaraisa. He wants to tell that the whole heter to be saimich on b'diyev that is only if it's a kriyas at the midin devim. But a kriyas at toyer midaraisa, you're going to be saimich on b'diyev. It's not. You got to take out a new sefer toyer. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Paskin is not like that. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes in number 18. Nimtza po psul achas man rab b'sefer toyer shekar b'pashas zachar. Let's say you realized after Zman Rav, he doesn't say how long, but you realize, you know, a few weeks later, that lo and behold, the Sefer Torah that you read Parashat Zach with his Taka Apostle Sefer Torah. Then is Baresh Kvar Hoyi Psul Bezman HaKriya. Not only that, you knew that the Psul existed when you read it. Right? When you read it, Parashat Zach, you knew it was possible. Ein Tzarech Lachzav Elikrishnes. You don't have to reread Parashat Zach. Why? So he writes in the bottom, the Gamal Zer Omru, Shesfarim Shalonu Enim Medu Yochim. I never heard anyone that holds you have to go back. Okay, the Eish Shel Avram sounds like you do. Shem Zalman Paskins, you don't have to. Okay, now this is Shita number one, is Mari Beirav. We'll see that there's four Shitas about what to do when you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So the first Shita is Mari Beirav. He says the moment you find a mistake, you take out the old one, bring in the new one. You don't make a new bracha, you keep on reading, and you count everything in the past. The Shulchan Aruch, number 19, tells us a very important halacha. And this halacha is going to have massive bearings on how to learn the Mari Beirav and other halachas as well. He writes like this, HaKayre B'Torah, someone who's reading from the Torah, this is Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf, Lamed Ches, Source 19. Zakhtim Chabah, HaKayre B'Torah, someone who reads from the Torah, Lo yishayir b'parsha, he's not allowed to leave over a parsha pachos mishloisha psukim. He's not allowed to leave over less than three psukim when they hayotzim, because of those that are leaving. Oymi beis hakneses, ozmi beis hakneses from the shul. Sheyomru ha'oyla acherov lo yikri elish ne psukim anisharim. If you're going to stop within three psukim of a stop, and you're going to stop, one pasuk before the stop, and then the next guy gets the next aliyah and he reads two. So we're afraid that the guy's going to leave. He's not going to know what happened afterwards. He's going to think that the Aliyah ended two psukim before an end. And therefore the next guy that got an Aliyah only read two psukim. He never stuck around to see that I read a bunch of psukim afterwards. So this is what the Gemara describes as gzeres hanichnosim v'gzeres hayoytzim. We're afraid those people who leave early and those people who come late. Zokti Mishtabur, very important Mishtabur. What is this all talking about? Zokti Mishtabur, this is very negeya. People like to make haisafas. So you got to be careful when you're making your haisafas where you're stopping. Hayinu Zokti Mishtabur, shola yisayim l'shum echad me'oilim somach la'aschol la'aparsha shachra. You're not allowed to stop the aliyah anywhere near a start of a next topic. Sha'achrei apachas mishloshim psukim. You can't stop anywhere within three psukim of an ending. Bebnei hayoytzim ben gavra legavra, because of the people who leave between the aliyahs. She is bru shezeh she'al achrov. He thinks again. Let's have an example. I have three psukim, and I stopped before. There's two psukim left till the end, and I stopped there. Then we call up the next guy. So you're going to think the next guy only read two psukim. Now you didn't stick around to see that the guy read another five psukim because you left before the ending. Right? Moral of the story is don't leave before the ending. So he writes over here, lo yikre rak shnei psukim ad parsha. Now what's a parsha? Very important definition of parsha. Hainu psucha oistuma. It's a pay and a samach. It's not the aliyas. Veloi masha oilam kairim parsha. Veloi masha oilam kairim parsha dani sheni shlish. It's not the aliyas that we have. The who. So this is very important. You got to be careful. Says the Mishnah, you got to make sure that you're not going to stop. Let's say, for example, you have an end of a parsha, a psucha or a stuma. So you can't stop anywhere within three psukim of that. Why? Because if I'm going to stop one pasuk before that, or two psukim before that, the guy's going to think that the next aliyah only was two psukim, and every aliyah has to be three psukim. So you're not allowed to stop anywhere within three psukim of a psucha or a stuma. Now, we'll see in a few minutes why that's very important. Now, if you look in source number 21, the sefer called Yad Kriyas HaTorah, he brings down a machloikis, two shittas in the Mishnah Berurah. It was a long Mishnah Berurah, so I found it easier to quote from him. He wrote this. Sefer Torah shilim tzu psul be'emtza kriya. Let's say you find the psul in the middle, but ve'ein sham sefer Torah acher zulasai. Again, the Maribe Rav Paskin, that if you have a sefer Torah that becomes psul, b'di'evi, what was read was read, but you got to bring in a new one. But I don't have a new one. I'm in the middle of the bungalow colony. I'm in the middle of the Catskills. Again, today you can drive. The Achrena point out that today, you know, we have accessibility. But mamish, you go away with a group somewhere. You're in the middle of the boondock somewhere. Some guy brings a Sefer Torah along with the trip. And you open up the Sefer Torah. It's a Sefer Torah psula. What do you do now? So he writes over here, Yeshayim, the Goyim Shiva Kuriyim, you finish the seven aliyahs, and Mavarchim Lefneu V'Achrea. And you can talk and make brachas on each aliyah. But you shouldn't have a maftir. Turn the mafter into the shvi like we did. Many shuls did that when there was one guy getting all the aliyahs. Yes, a kaddish yom racha after. Then the kaddish is after. You cut back. You know, there's no reason to make the mafter. The yeshikas. So some people say no. Shein laharbis mebrachas. Maybe say you shouldn't make too many brachas. Eliyashlim him oila hazeh shenim tzeetzla atoys aparsha shloy. You should conclude with this guy who got the aliyah. He cannot make the bracha achrayin because now it's a sefer Torah puzzle. Rak yamacham, he stands there. Vashat yikra lo oilam achem. They call up other aliyas. Ad tashlum shiva akrim. So he finishes seven aliyas. Vakruim lo yivarch achal. But the guys do not make any brachas. Rak ashat yikra lifneim aparsha shikol echad veechad. The balkari reads it. Makruim ad mahasedrum. Vizeho oilah shinim tzatzel betoys. And the guy that got called up for the aliyah. Lo yasiach daiti. He should never lose track. Vyikra balach hashimim. He should read along. And then he makes the final bracha at the end of all of it. Okay, so there's really two shittas in the Mishnah Berurah. What happens in such a case where you find a toss in the middle of the kriya, but you have no other option? So how do you manage it to save a Torah apostle? Either you continue on and you make brachas on each aliyah, or no, you limit the intake of the aliyahs. Fine. Now, let's go to the last page. The last page, we're now going to see that there are some other opinions on how to deal with a Sefer Torah that is possible. So again, we have the Maribe Rav, the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. The Rebbe of the Beis Yosef said very clearly, you bring out a new Sefer Torah, you start from the mistake, but you do not make a bracha Rishayna on the new Sefer Torah. However, comes along the Magen Avraham with a new outlook. And he quotes over here from the Bach, who quotes from the Mordechai in Maseches Megillah. Says the Magen Avraham, Ubach Kosa. Uman higeinu, our custom, al pi haMordechai. We follow the Mordechai. What was the Mordechai? She'im adayin loy kara gimel psukim. If you haven't yet read three psukim, again, you start learning from the Torah, and you realize there's a mistake. But you did not at least yet read three psukim. You're reading the first one or two psukim, and right away, boom, you see a mistake. Listen to what you do, according to the Bach. You keep on reading until you get to three psukim. You're meaning you read one pasuk, and boom, you found a mistake. So now you didn't yet read three psukim. Zog the Bach, according from the Mordechai, you know what you do? You read the rest by heart. You read it by heart. Until you get to the magical number of three psukim, then umafsik sham. Once you got to the three psukim, now you can stop. But what happens if it's less than three psukim before the end of the parsha? So then goyim our parsha. You got to get to the end of the topic. You got to get to the end of the psucha or stuma. Again, the Rebbe Rav lived in Sfarad. It was the Rebbe Beis Yosef. Might have been a Sfardi. We do this. And what the Shulchan Aruch says is a big chiddush. Well, I don't even know where he gets it from. He writes the of Maharal mi Prague. The teva echad she'en lamashmois klal elimkin itzarf ois adiv acheres moto loim rabal peh. You gotta say it by heart. Ube'emesh shedivriyah Shulchan Aruch ein laim yisoyt. He says that there's really no basis for the rule of the Shulchan Aruch. Rak haribe rav. Hayrekach. That was what his Rebbe says. Lekach harav beis yosef yordeis emreishayin tes. Hatam kibin der Rama matel likus b'sei v'ter apostle. After lekamek avasei. Mikom okim yesh lis mechalov. So he says, what do you mean? We said pshat meribe rav. The pshat meribe rav is that b'diyed. We were saying mechal the Rambam. Says the Magen Avram udvar of tzorachin. That's a pella. Da afilu b'sei v'ter kosher. Imoitzi se'acher tzorach levarach. Frag the Magen Avraham, why don't you have to make a new bracha on the new Sefer Torah? The Meribe Rav said, you don't have to make a new bracha, says the Magen Avraham, why not? Ulechein, nearly, paskins the Magen Avraham, the b'makim she'im minag, if you don't have a pre-existing minag in your shul, yeshlina k'may shekatsav ha-bach, you should follow the Bach. What does the Bach say? Try to get the three psukim, we'll get to the end of a parasha, and then, you bring out the new Sefer Torah, and you make a new bracha on the Sefer Torah. Not like the Meribe Rav. That's Shita number 2. Now, if we look over in number 22, the Mishnah Berurah gives you a Hakdama. You know, whenever the Mishnah Berurah is going to give you a Hakdama, you know you're into you're in for a lot of information. And the Mishnah Berurah lays it out like this. Number 22. Talk to Mishnah Berurah. K'dei lahovin es divrei ha-sifa aktim lo zeh Hakdama k'tzar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I got to give you an introduction before you can learn this next halach and Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see over here. He writes it this. Hine. Das roev ha-poiskim de seva teire shechose teva achas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should know most poskim hold if the Sefer Torah has a psul, you can't read from it. Ula the doim nimtza batos afil achas shekra kari shivakruim tzarich lachlo roish b'Sefer Torah akoshel varachalof. And even b'di'eved, you have to reread it. The oisakriya rishayni command the lesson though, because that reading didn't count. That was what we saw from the Torah, the Rashba. But that's mitzas poskim. There's a few poskim. Maybe the Sefer Torah is missing many psukim. The Koshkin Shin Tzav Atos Ba'alma, if it just has a mistake. After the Nikra Sefer Torah, Lin Shikayim Ba'mitzvah Saseh Shikhtiva Sefer Torah, even though this does not have the status of a Sefer Torah to fulfill your mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, Mikamako Imut Alikras, but you can read from it. And may not care, so you have no other. Vine. Ha'mechaber Mr. Gimel saw some of the Mechaber Paschim, which we read already before. The Lechad Chilo Ein Lohoitzi Sefer Torah Psul Levarchalev. You should not take out Sefer Torah to make a brach on it. V'afil Mokim Shein Lachayis, we don't even know the choice. Acherei the Rav HaPoiskim Sarvim the Ozer, because the majority of Poiskim hold, not like the Rav, they hold he can't use the Pasul Sefer Torah. Ach, however, in Nimtza Tois Acher Shekra Kor HaSidra, if the mistake was found after you already read from it, B'di'evet, Pasek HaRav, Reb Yaakov Be'i Rav, Reb Yaakov Mari Be'i Rav, my Rebbe writes, Deleinyin D'evet, post facto, Saimchen Al Das, Tzas HaPoiskim Enal. You can be Saimach on those Poiskim, Shemach Shiri, in the Kuzba, that hold you allowed to read from it. V'also Lemakriya, and you were Yoytze Deleinyin, Ve'in Tzarech Lohitzi Sefer Torah Chaz. You don't have to take another Sefer Torah. V'eskimu Ima Achreinim Bezen, that most people agree with. Okay? So again, Bidi Eved, let's go back to my Shaila and my Shul. We realized it was a mistake after we read all three Aliyahs and Shabbos Mincha. Even if it would have been a mistake, we could be saying Mechan the Mari Be Rav, who was saying Mechan the Ramam in the Tshuva, that Bidi Eved Sefer Torah Psula is kosher. Fine. Again, Sefer Torah Psula, Bidi Eved is kosher for the career. You don't have to take it on the Sefer Torah. So again, if it's after the fact, you're okay. After the fact, you're okay. Now, Says the Mishnah Brura. Vuhu adin in nimtza hatoyz ben gavre le gavre. Let's say you found a mistake between aliyas. Vadayim lo yishlimu hashivakrim. You didn't finish the aliyas yet. So again, le'inyan ma'ashe kvar karo'u. The five, let's say for example, you realize the mistake at the close of Chamishi. So zok to Mishnah Brura. So whatever you read up till Chamishi, that you say, Michal, that's a mikil, na'ashe kvar yotu b'di'evet. Ach likrois bo'oid, but to continue reading further, asr. That you can't do. Why? That you got to start again from a kasha sefer Torah. This is what we saw from the Meir Rav. You can count what was done from the Sefer Torah puzzle. So if the mistake was first found at Chamishi, so I take out the new Sefer Torah for Shishi and Shvi and Maftir, but I was Yaitse the first five from the Sefer Torah puzzle. Why? Because that's not the Mishnah Berurah, Kivin Shubi Dievet. Who can now? He writes, because of the Mekom of him, he thinks that if it's better to try to get all seven, but the Yavid Yoitz. Now, the Cholzeh, now is where it gets tricky. The Cholzeh im kvar berich bracha achrena b'psula. So, this is all talking about where you already made the bracha on the Sefer Torah. You made the bracha achrena. Again, the guy got Shlishi, right? He got Shlishi. They just concluded Shlishi. The Oileh, you know, makes his bracha achrena. And he realizes that after he makes his bracha achrena, he says to himself, I think there's a mistake. They reopen the Sefer Torah, they look at it again, they say, hey, there's a yud missing. So where are we holding now? We just made a bracha achrena on the Kriya. We're ben gavra le gavra. So what do we do now, says the Mishnah Berurah? Now we take out a new Sefer Torah and we continue. So like the Mishnah Berurah. What happens if it's not so simple? That's the easiest case. That rabbis can sleep easy at night. They find a mistake after the aliyah, after the oiler makes his bracha. They call over the rabbi. The rabbi says, yeah, there's a missing vav, there's a missing yud. Great. Take the Sefer Torah, put it back, bring out a new one. Let's start from scratch. That's simple, easy. But, zok to Mishnah Berurah, avol be'emtza kriyasa matzu tois. Let's say in the middle of the aliyah. It's not Ben Gavra LeGavra, you're in the middle of Shlishi. Four psukim in, the Baal Kaira recognizes the mistake. Zogti Mishnah Berurah, akfilu kvar karu harbe psukim, even if you already read many psukim, the koshkin shalei kara dain shalei psukim, the gam afilu gmar kriyas, the gam, you finished the laning. Koshalei beirach adain bracha achrena, but the guy didn't make his bracha, ein levarech bracha achrena al psula. You do not make a bracha achrena. Listen to what the Mishnah says you do over here. You take out the new Sefer Torah. Okay? You do not make a bracha rishon on the new Sefer Torah. You read three psukim. The yikru shom shloish psukim. The yivarach shom bracha achrena levad. And then you make the bracha achrena. Zehu shitas nari beirav shetiku amachabe besibzeh. That's the shita of the Meir Beirav. So what do we have so far? According to Meir Beirav, we have three scenarios. Scenario number one is when you finish the entire laning. Finish, gemar, everything's over. Then b'di'eved yoytz. Case number two is that it's between gavra l'gavra and you already recited the bracha achrena. Then it's simple. You bring out a new sefer Torah and all that happened in the past counts towards the sefer. What happens if it was the middle of an aliyah? Then says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Meir Beirav, what you do is the following. Let's say, for example, you did not get the end of the aliyah, but you read already three psukim. You stop where the mistake is. Close the Sefer Torah. Do not make a bracha achrena. Bring in the new Sefer Torah. Read three psukim from that, and then make a bracha achrena. As I paskins the Mishnah Berurah according to the Mari Beirav. Okay, Mr. Hashem, next week we'll see this three other shitas about what to do in such a scenario, and then we'll have to see how we paskin. And then Mr. Hashem, tomorrow next week we'll also deal with what constitutes a real mistake that would require you to bring in a new Sefer Torah. Mr. Hashem, we'll discuss that Bli Neder. Next week we'll be back to our regular schedule Tuesday night, probably a little earlier, because as Mincha Maariv gets earlier, we could start the Shiurim a little earlier. Have a wonderful night. Be well, be safe. We'll see everyone in Mr. Hashem next week or on Sunday.